Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Are we washing our clothes too much? Are we more concerned about having clean and fresh garments than the environmental implications of excessive washing? And is it really necessary to wash some textiles, such as denim, at all? Well, to explore this, I'm joined in the studio now by Jo Lenehan, who's sustainability editor with the Sunday Times, and Solène Scherer, who is lead on the Fabric of Change project by Voice of Irish Concern for the Environment. And you're both welcome. Thank you for being
here with us.
So now we'll get to the denim in time, because that is a big one. That's a big one. But simply put, Jo, do we wash our clothes too often, in your view?
We absolutely do. And studies show that about 25% of our environmental impact with garments comes from washing them and how we take care of them. So that's massive. And in Ireland, we are absolute devils for putting on a wash at the end of every day. The second we wear something, we feel like it needs to be washed, and we are completely overwashing our clothes.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how that happened, you know, because we've moved from, I would say, not maybe a generation ago, washing them as often as we do now.
Absolutely. And there's definitely been a lot of psychology in that move. If you think about it, first of all, clothing has become very, very inexpensive. So even though we might notice over a couple of washes that, you know, a garment might not look as good, it might start to break down, we're not that concerned because we usually just get rid of it and buy something new. It's not that hard to replace. We've also, I believe, been marketed that we need to have that fresh smell. You know, every detergent ad will tell you, you need that fresh smell. You need your clothes to smell a certain way. You know, that's really those detergents marketeers looking for money. And so you're feeling like, okay, if a piece of clothes doesn't smell super fresh, I probably need to wash it. That's just so not the case. And then I think, you know, it's just us wanting to be clean. You know, we live in a world where it's very easy to come home at the end of the day, press a button and your clothes are magically washed. Mm-hmm. It's not like we're having to, you know, take every single item out and hand wash it. So I think we've just become very used to doing that, and we don't really give it a second thought, and that's led to that behaviour.
Yeah, there's a perception, it might be cultural, Solène, that, you know, we want to be perceived as being clean. And if we don't wash our clothes, we're not clean.
Absolutely. I think Jo is spot on here with the culture aspect and the idea that the fresh smell needs to be there. And but actually what is funny is that there's a study that was done about the fresh smell. Like, where does it come from? How do we have it? And it can actually only occur when you have organic cotton fiber that is dried outside in the sun. That is the components that are needed to have this fresh smell. So everything
else.
Real
fresh smell.
Yeah, real fresh
smell. The type of fabric that you have and where you dry your clothes.
Yes, absolutely. So this is the most simple one that will give you that fresh smell. Mm. So in the end, it's just also, as Jo was saying, it's the habit and the fact that we have lives that are going so fast that we just put it in the wash, put it on, and that's it. We don't really think about it, and we're not used to knowing really our fibres as well and what our clothes are made of.
So what damage are we doing by washing our clothes so often?
So there's two types. Obviously, there's the water use. So one load uses about 150 litres, and over a year, that represents 15,000 litres of water for a household of four. So there's this, and there's also the pollution of that water, because all of our clothes, most of our clothes now, are made of synthetic fibres. Mm-hmm. So they shed those microplastics, and that pollutes the water. And that's really negative. And there's also, obviously, the use of energy, because not only the washing machine, but the drying machine uses energy. The drying machine alone is up to 6% of a household electricity bill. So that's a huge impact as well.
OK, well, let's talk about the techniques then that we can use or employ, Jo, to avoid washing our clothes as much. Now, if I go home today and my children are covered in food on their school uniforms, there's not really much I can do, and that happens a lot.
No,
you know,
and I would get a lot of angry messages if I was suggesting that people send their kids to school in dirty sportswear or anything. And look, there are exceptions. If you're someone who goes to the gym, obviously those clothes need to be washed, you know, properly on a hot wash. But 90% of the things that we're washing on a very hot long wash do not need that. They need something quick and cool. Most of our clothes just need a bit of a freshen up. So do it on a short, cool wash. That's the number one thing. And what you're going to do, besides all of the great environmental benefits that you just spoke about, Solène, you're going to preserve that garment. Like, every time you put something into a roasting hot wash that's being tumbled around, it's breaking down those fibres. So if you have a gorgeous cashmere jumper and you're putting it into the wash, it's going to be destroyed. It's the same with denim, which I know we're going to talk about. So putting it on a cool wash if it just needs a freshen. Obviously, if it needs something more extensive, then you give it that. go back to just tackling a stain. Like, I got a stain on my jeans at the weekend. Instead of putting the whole garment in, I just took a cloth and some detergent to it, and I just scrubbed that area and let it dry, and that was enough.
So when you say detergent, are you using washing powder on your cloth, or what did you use?
So what I use is a great product by Dr. Bronner's. It's a Castile soap. You can buy a large carton of it for about €9. It's a very gentle, natural soap, and you can use it pretty much on anything. You can use it to clean your makeup brushes. You can use it to do hand washing. It's fantastic, and it's very gentle, very natural. So going back to hand washing, a great tip that I was given last year in Kinsale, I bought a beautiful Irish woolen jumper, and the lady there told me that the best thing you can do for those very delicate, beautiful woolen pieces is to get the cheapest vodka you can buy, put it into a spray bottle and just spritz it just to freshen it again.
Well, I was saying to you when you came in that I got this tip on this show from somebody who worked in costume in movies and also in sustainability. So she recommended half vodka, half water into a spray bottle and use it on your clothes for the freshen up that everybody's looking for. And it works, doesn't it?
It really works. And again, if you think of all those items that maybe just do need a freshen, you know, you've worn them out to dinner or to lunch and you just want to give them a freshen up. And there's really, really, I mean, this is a great week for it, but just putting things on the line for 15, 20 minutes, and like Celine said, just giving it that freshen. Not everything needs to be drenched in water and thick detergent and washed.
Someone's asking here with the vodka spray, you don't smell of alcohol when you do that.
No, yeah, and that is probably a concern for people. No, if you have half vodka and half water and you're don't go too hefty with it, just give it a quick spritz and let it air, you're
and
fine.
Don't drink it either, you know, just a bit of self-control. The jeans, can we talk about jeans?
Yes.
We're overwashing our jeans. That's an absolute given for you, is it?
Yes, that is something that I actually realized doing the research for the website that we're launching. And it's crazy that the denim is actually shouldn't be washed at all for the first 6 months. That was something that was crazy to me.
Why?
Because if you buy quality jeans that have these indigo dye, which is a natural dye, this is what jeans were in the beginning of jeans, I'd say. And so if you wash them too early on, you'll just lose all of that dye and you'll have like jeans that don't look as nice. And also the fiber in itself, if you wash it too often at high temperature, it's just really bad for the jeans and you'll just tear it and you know, ruin them. So the best thing is the art of airing, what we've been talking about, which is put in outside so that there's a little bit of fresh air. And there was also, I saw online, a tip of putting it in the freezer to kind of kill the bacteria. And as Joe was saying, just do like a specific
spot cleaning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But some people wash their jeans in order to get them back into shape, because if they've worn them for a while, they go a bit baggy and they want to wash them at a higher temperature. So they, you know, they go back into what they looked like when you bought them.
Yeah, I hear that. But at the same time, you can do it every like 10 or plus wears, you know, but your jeans are, you know, I think it's pretty cool that it's alive and it changes as you wear them as well, you know.
So do you agree with that, Jo? Every 10 wears is when you should wash your jeans?
Yes. And the CEO of Levi's came out to say, please stop washing your jeans. You're ruining them. Yeah. Stella McCartney has come out and said, please stop washing denim. I mean, she's great in that she says that she rarely washes anything. She dresses very well, in my opinion. So the experts are saying that we're overwashing them. And I do understand the whole thing of, you know, tightening the cotton if you're used to that skinny look. But thankfully at the moment, for autumn, winter and spring, summer 2025, it's all about baggy jeans, so you don't need to worry about that.
And when we talk about microplastics, what is the damage that we can see is being done? Celine, you might talk us through that, because this is what's happening when we're overwashing. We're losing all of these microfibers and plastics, and they're going into our environment.
Absolutely. So microplastic is actually a growing issue, because as I was saying, 70% of our clothes now that are just being sold have synthetic fibers in them. So polyester, elastane, nylon, they're all synthetic fibers made of oil. So they're plastic, basically. And when you wear them, when you wash them, it sheds microplastic. And polyester is probably one of the worst ones. And every time you wash them, you're releasing those microplastic into the waterways, and it goes into our environment, and it just goes up through the, you know, the food chain and back into us. And so it's found basically everywhere in all living organisms now. Even babies that are just being born already have those microplastic in their blood.
Is there anything we can put into our washing machines so that the plastics aren't going into the environment.
Yes, so there's a lot happening. So you can find those microplastic nets. So it's laundry nets that you put your synthetic fibres in so that it retains not all of it, but partially of those microplastic. You can also buy external filters to your washing machine, so you don't have to buy a new machine, don't worry. But you can buy those external filters which filter up to 90% of those microplastic. And legislation could be a real push for that as well. If you look at abroad, in France, they have a new legislation that is mandating all of the manufacturers to have those microplastic filters integrated to their...
Into the machine,
starting in 2025.
Okay, so things are changing at that end. But for now, we can reduce the amount that we wash, Joe, but also reduce the temperature. You know, if you have to wash, as you said, things might need just a freshen up.
Yeah, and I think at this time of the year, everyone's going to notice their energy bills rising. And those very long, intense washes are so energy intensive. If you can swap those washes to a quick cool wash, which could be 30, 35 minutes, you will see such a difference in your energy use and in your energy bills. Like Celine said, washing machines are one of the biggest contributors to our energy. So if you won't do it for the environment and you won't do it for your garments, do it for your energy bill.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Joe Lenehan and Solène Scher. Thank you both very much. We'll take a break back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.